first point is that we know from the Gospels that the disciples of John the Baptist not always liked Jesus so much. They found that Jesus, he competed with John. He got more disciples. They were not so happy about that. But John told them, he, Jesus, he must be lifted in on high. He must grow. And I, John the Baptist, I must disappear. His office was to show Jesus to people. It's like a postman when he comes with your box, you ordered it, then you don't care what his name is, but you care if you get the box. And that was important for John, that they got the gift, Jesus. The second point is, why then was John the Baptist in a prison? It was because he delivered a box for the king. A box for the king. He told the king, now, I have this wonderful box for you, but first you must deliver the box you stole from your brother back to your brother. You stole his wife. You should not commit adultery. Bring your brother's wife back to your brother. But this king, he didn't want to hear this message, so he put John the Baptist into a prison. Therefore he was in a prison, because he was a faithful postman who delivered what was to be delivered. And like this, pastors, preachers should deliver the good news, but also the law to people, and tell them, if you live like that, if you don't believe in Jesus, then you have no future. Then you will be condemned, because you need forgiveness of sins. The last thing we know about John the Baptist, what he did was that he sent his disciples to Jesus from prison to meet Jesus, and from Jesus' own mouth hear that Jesus was the Christ. And when they returned, they told him, and John got so glad. We don't know what he said, but we for sure know that he was very happy. And it didn't matter if he passed away, and it doesn't matter when pastors pass away, if they just did what they should do, deliver the message of God to people. And the fourth point was that we don't know what John the Baptist he said to his disciples when they returned, but we know what Jesus told about John the Baptist when the disciples had gone. He told that John, he was not like something which followed the wind in the desert. He was not a man who followed what people wanted to listen to, but he was strong, and he told God's law and God's gospel for salvation. And that's also the task for all pastors. And that's why we also come to church, to hear what God he has given us. And when we are here, the box is delivered for us, the salvation box, Christ Jesus. And he will now, today, be with us in the Lord's Supper with his blood and with his body. And next Sunday, we will have a baptism. And then the little infant, the little child of Julia and Søren, is being baptized and is being reborn and washed clean by the water with the word. And we are looking forward to next Sunday. Amen.